Welcome to the Franchise Fantasy Podcast.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get the play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo.
What's happening?
What's up? We got the commish.
How's it going?
Going well. Live from New Hampshire?
Nashua, New Hampshire.
Nashua. Are you inside city limits or are you in the burbs? Like, or like the burbs of Nashua?
No, I'm in the city limits. I'm like, I could walk to the downtown area.
Oh, okay.
Like, it could take some time. Maybe like it's like a good 45 minute maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, 45 minute walk, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm inside Akron city limits too, but it's kind of burby. Like, I have a backyard and it's tree-lined streets, but I am inside the city limits.
Yeah, I never in my life thought I'd be living in New Hampshire. I can promise that.
Yeah, that's a wild one. I mean, have you run into, like, any Indian people? Like, is there even one market that, like, sells Indian stuff?
So it's weird. Nashua actually has 10% population Indians.
Oh, really?
So there's like a Indian like supermarket.
Yeah.
There's Indian restaurants. There's like, it's actually pretty, my dentist today, I went to a dentist. They're all Indian.
Would have never guessed.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I knew that before we picked this location because we did some research, but we still don't really know why. It's not explainable.
Yeah. I mean, I figured, you know, Boston, but yeah, interesting.
I think in general, Indians are economically very conservative and there's no tax.
Yeah.
And it's like the closest big city to Boston. I still don't know.
When I spent that summer up there, a bunch of people I would run into, and we were way farther north than you, they were just a bunch of truck drivers, and it was because of that. Just like they needed a home base, and all right, no tax, like low tax, and they just lived up in the mountains.
Yeah, it's been nice so far. Like, I wish we were more outdoorsy, but Vermont is great.
Oh, Vermont's unbelievable. One of the best states out there.
Love it, man.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into the fantasy stuff. We're going to go through the off-season changes. We actually, I feel like, had probably, I mean, they weren't major changes, but more changes than we've had in a while. And then we'll get into, like, best teams, worst teams, blah, blah, blah. So first, we voted on a few things. No bonuses. Are you missing them or yes, no?
No, I mean, I think that was a long time coming. I mean, I think it didn't add much value if you really thought about it, because the people that, if you have someone that got the bonus, you probably won that week.
Yeah, like you'd already won.
Yeah, so like getting a 2 extra point, it was silly. Looking back, like we probably should have got rid of it a while ago, but yeah, now that we have discourse, it was a little bit easier to coordinate. There's a really clear location for the voting.
Yeah, like, I thought it was good.
I think that made it very simple to just finalize it. So yeah, no regrets on the no bonus.
Yeah, I thought it was good too that like Discord, we can just vote and they stayed right there. Because I mean, even for this, I went back and looked at all the votes. I think we never said you weren't allowed to, but we officially got it on paper. The waiver dollars, you're allowed to use them in trades.
Yeah, people have. Oh wait, maybe, I don't think I've seen that actually happen.
I feel like I remember it happening too.
Oh wait, no. I think it happened last year. There was something with like Manity or.
Yeah, I kind of remember it happening too, but we got it official. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the right move that yes, you can do it.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Draft dollars, no. I think that'll just cause chaos.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
If we were a keeper league and you're, which everyone is pretty committed to this league at this point, I mean, this is the longest stretch I think we've had where we haven't changed, you know, any managers out. I mean, Ekmanity sort of still feels like a new person, but he's been in the league like 7 years. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
true. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable.
He's been in the league longer than Little Dirk.
Yeah. Little Dirk was in the league for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. And that, yeah, and then yeah, Tyler was gone, and he's back, and now I just feel, you know, he's been there, he's been back for a long time. Yeah, all right, yeah. Things that got voted down, you wanted to or considered raising the fee to 100, got shot down quickly.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised there's so much opposition to this. This feels like it's everybody's main league, I would assume.
Yeah, it's mine, and I'm in 7.
Right, you're in 7. This is your main. I'm in, like, maybe 2. This is definitely my main. I'd assume this is everybody's main. I'm actually kind of surprised. Can you explain why you don't want to?
Right? Yeah, I was a no. I mean, I'd go to 100, but I'm in 2 leagues for 100, and one of them, first place gets the $1,000 or $1,200. You do like the whole pot. So that one, to me, to win money, get $1,200 is that one's moved up my chain to most important because of that.
That one's winner take all.
Winner takes all. $1,200.
Oh, wow.
I don't really love that style, but like for one of my 7 to be that way, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I would just say because it is most people's important league, I think the only people that maybe it's not is Dirk and Dylan because I know they have a league, but it's just you want to win the championship for the shit talking and the pride. Like,
sure. Like, I mean, my take on it was, we can still do all that. I think the title in this league is the most valuable. It's just, like, fun to have.
Yeah.
You now have a title.
Yeah, it's got history.
As before you. It's, like, it's something off our backs.
Right? Oh, no, there's no question.
Yeah, it's, like, I'm done. Like, I'm happy I got one.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
But the extra would just be, like, I don't know. We didn't finalize what it's for, but it would, for me, it would be just be, like, weekly something. Like, some fun thing we could have done, but I mean, everybody's opposed to it.
Like I said, I'm not against it. It's just this league already is important to me, whereas that other one that's $1,200 price, it's only not only important because of the $1,200, but that's all I'm going for. And the my other league that I really like, which is my college friends, it's the second most camaraderie and shit talking. We do the live draft, so like that's really what's important about these leagues. And then I do a $20 league, and we do a live draft, and it's fun, but it's $20, so whatever.
Your college league, how much is your buy-in?
$100. I do 2 that are $100, and then ours is third most, and then, like, I do 3 that are $20.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to hear everybody's. Yeah, I don't know.
I really just think it's like, who cares? Because everyone's got the $25. It's not about that.
Exactly,
but.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. The other thing is the IR got voted down. Were you bummed about that?
No, I was a big anti-IR person.
Okay, so was I.
I mean, now looking back, like this first couple weeks is not great. So it could have probably helped.
But like most of those guys, other than like Saquon, it would have helped whoever has Saquon. But
I got
which you, Saquon. It's you, but. Yeah. I have Chubb. I mean, I cut him. Like, IR doesn't help me. Like, there's no point.
Right.
In a keeper league, sure, I'd keep him for next, maybe. I don't know. His career might be over, but.
Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't upset about that one. But what's funny to me is, like, so Tyler texted me this week saying, like, he still thought that was kind of bullshit about the IR.
Heading into week 3.
Well, to me, Tyler was the biggest culprit of the IR misusage
in the
last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
So he has this facade, which I agree with Corman about, facade of nice guy, but he was the cheater. He was the IR cheat.
He's ruthless.
He's ruthless IR guy. And now he texts me. He was anti-IR. He was pro-IR. And this week's texting me about anti-IR.
It got voted down 8-2 or whatever it was. So
it's, yeah.
It's on, that is funny. On the Tyler topic, how many people in this league have texted you about trades? Because there's only 2 that have texted me. One of them's Tyler, and one of them's Marta.
Oh my god, I got both Tyler and Marta this week for the same guy in my team.
Yeah,
they both want Keenan.
Yeah, they both
going after.
Yeah, they both want
wide receiver.
Yeah, they want Amon-Ra St. Brown from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's them two. Keenan. Nobody. Maybe Nat texted me last week. But yeah, it's Tyler and Marta especially has been bugging me. He's antsy for it. He's like, you want Kareem Hunt? I'm like, he might not even play yet. But
yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I'm looking at, I don't know. I feel like I'm 1 week away from doing like more trade stuff. But yeah, it's all injury based. There's so many injuries right now.
The Tyler text never quite got to a trade. The the trade Marta offered me was fairly fair. I like Amon-Ra right now.
Amon-Ra's great. He's probably your best player.
He offered me Garrett Wilson and Kareem Hunt for Amon-Ra. Like, all right. I mean, that's fair enough. It's not insane, but I like Amon-Ra and I have Waddle. Yeah. So, I mean, my team sucks, but if I'm going to win a few weeks, it's because Ra and Waddle are going to have 20 points each and just carry
me. Yeah, that's true. No, you need to keep
it up. All right. Speaking of that, you're 1-1. How are you feeling about your team? Your starting lineup's pretty darn good, but you got three defenses and you have no bench.
So week one, I was a hard luck loser. I faced a guy that had 150.
Right.
I feel like I should be 2-0, but this week, I'd be surprised if I win without Saquon. I feel pretty good. Like, I didn't like my team going too much after my draft because they're just a bunch of players I wouldn't have typically drafted. But, they've seemed to be pretty solid. Like, Breece Hall, if he's solid, will be really good, as you know.
Yeah.
Saquon, I wouldn't have typically drafted. I just found him. That was the opportunity available at the time in the draft. And last game, he was good. Like, I think he might get garbage time a lot. But the Giants are actually, like, pretty solid. Like, I think they're doing well today.
They're hanging tough. I feel like your team isn't going to win 12 games and go 12-2, but, like, you probably go 8-5 and sneak in, and then are you going to get hot? But the bye weeks are going to be tough for you without Saquon right now.
Yeah, and then, like, the defenses is more like I'm waiting to pick my forever defense.
Yeah.
So maybe. I'll drop those and I'll make some deal. I make one deal a year according to Nat's data from last week. So.
Other than four defenses, there's only four forever. You're just playing matchups for the most part. Or...
Oh, man. Trent Williams is hothead today.
What'd he do? Did you just get penalized?
Yeah, he's about to get in a fight.
Oh. He's 40. All right.
Yeah, he's really old.
Other headlines from around the league. Marta and Dirk are both 2-0.
I feel like this always happens with Dirk, and he disappears. He still has Rodgers on his bench.
So I know. That's not good. He
hasn't updated it.
Are you? How far are you away from sending him a text dude, do something?
Oh, I'm not one of those people that text people to . Yeah, like that. You want to roll with your roster like that?
Go by all means.
Yeah, benefits everybody in some way.
But he's 2-0, though.
He's 2-0, but I think he just always starts like that. And then he makes no deals.
Yeah, they're just...
doesn't make any trades, no transactions, and then it kind of fades away. The only reason he won any title was that freak Manning year.
Yeah.
Which was historic.
I think he had Julius Thomas, who obviously was going nuts that year too.
Yeah, yeah.
He had that combo.
So I don't count. We'll get to top five. I can't have Dirk
in there. Okay. We're almost there. What the flip side is me and Corman are 0-2 and we match up this week. What do you think about Corman struggling still?
Corman, I actually kinda like his team. It has good names on it. He just hasn't come together. He's projected. I mean, projections boy. He's projected really high. So I actually don't know. I don't know why he's been struggling. What is he sharing with you in private about his team?
I don't think he likes his team. A lot of years, obviously he's big ego guy, but a lot of years he actually likes it. I think he's lying this year that he likes it. I mean, his RB2 is definitely the worst in the league. And I just lost Nick Chubb, and mine's still better, and I'm not good. But I don't think he likes his team deep down. I think he knows that – I mean, who knows? Maybe he gets to 7-6 and gets in the playoffs, but I think that's kind of his ceiling, is sneak in and then maybe get hot. But
yeah.
I don't know. All right, speaking of that, give us give us your top five power rankings, the commish ranks in Champions League right now.
All right, so 5 months today. So number five for me, I have Nat Pollock. I'm kind of mixed about this one. I still don't really quite buy this strategy. I know he was bragging about it a little bit on Discord this week, but most of his RBs are also injured. So
I know. But he's got so many.
he's got so many, but like that was my logic. I was like, fine, you might have all of them, but who's trading you for an injured running back?
It's true. But in bye weeks, he's in fairly good shape.
He is.
I'll tell you.
Let's see.
I have Pacheco in like four of my seven leagues. He looks pretty, like, I'm really liking Pacheco right now.
Yeah.
And that's got him.
He's like a solid like 10-pointer.
Yeah.
So I put Nat at five. Number four, I have myself.
Okay.
I think my team is points-wise pretty solid. Saquon has to come. I mean, a lot of this is based – all these rankings are based on health. I have no idea.
Totally.
But I like my team if Richardson is actually how he has been the last couple games. His one game and a half has been pretty strong fantasy-wise. And I think if he can just maintain that, I'll have a really good shot just to continue like pouring on points. I've had back-to-back weeks of like 115 plus.
I think you belong in the top five.
Number three, I have Orgrown, Mr. Tyler. His team is pretty solid. He's got Lamar at quarterback. Hasn't had a super hot start yet. Hockenson is like suddenly like one of the hot tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Evans is pretty solid with Baker now. I think he's a good like core. I think he's really actively trying to look for another wide receiver as he's tried with you and me. But Tyler in general is like usually in the top five, I would say. So I think it's just a consistent like place for him.
Yeah.
Number two, I have Groans. I really think this is like Groans' time.
I told you it's his year, I think.
Yeah. Like I loved his Tua pick. I was actually trying to draft him because I have Tyreek. I was like, oh, I really want the 1-2, like, you know, the standard, get the double points. And I lost out of him, got him much enough money at the time. Weirdly enough, he's not starting Tua this week. He's going with Kirk Cousins, which may or may not change. I don't know. But yeah, I like Groans' team. He's a little bit more active in Discord. I think he's feeling it.
Yeah, he's made a few comments.
I think he knows.
Mabolic. Every once in a while in our baseball or basketball, because we still have baseball and basketball chats, he'll throw comments in.
Okay. Yeah, I think he is. He kind of knows his team is good too. So let's see.
So he's like commenting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the book of you and me and Dylan. Like, he wants a title, I'm sure. He's been in this league so long and he's been close a few times. He did win baseball recently.
He has a ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
He hasn't won basketball, but he's been good at basketball. We have 16 teams in that basketball league now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a mega league.
What's the what's the spread? Like OSU?
I added a bunch of like Cleveland friends that Dirk introduced me to, Jones and them. And they had their own league that was like floundering with like six guys, so all six came over.
Oh damn.
But then I mean Groney's in it, Corman, Will from Montreal's still in it.
Oh yeah.
Oliver's in it now, Henry's brother.
Oliver's
in baseball and basketball, so
Oliver, speaking of which, there's a second New Hampshire person.
Yeah.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, he's up in near Dartmouth.
Yeah.
So him and Will are the only two in baseball and basketball that don't also do football. But all right, go ahead. Who's your number one?
Oh, number one I have is Ekmanity. I'm not 100% on this one, but I just think he's started out hot. Dallas defense is its own like animal. Micah Parsons, I think, is just going to win Defensive Player of the Year for sure. And then, I don't know, he might even get, like, MVP votes. I don't know.
For sure, if he stays healthy and keeps playing the way he is. Why are Ekmanity and Tyler so damn good, most? Like, they're the – I would say now, like, Garber, obviously, if you look at the big picture, but the last, like, 7 years, Tyler and Ekmanity are just consistently good.
Yeah, I've been looking at their last couple of – I think they draft very quiet people.
Just solid, just consistency. Yeah.
They're not one of those people that go out like a Corman or like a Henry. Henry's been going crazy with that, like or Garber now. Like, they go all in on like three players.
I'm guilty I'm not guilty of that, but I'm guilty of some flash, you know, a young kid or whatever.
Yeah. I think everybody is. I want to have like one of them on my team.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, like, fun. It's fun to have.
But Tyler got Mike Evans this year, who like people were down on, but like Mike Evans is just solid.
Solid, yeah. Same with the Commandy. Like he's having like a giant. Maybe Josh Allen. Like my, he's got Andrews, the tight end from Baltimore. Like, but he spends well, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I don't know if he's gonna win, but he's. I think he's one of the top teams, and he's been scoring a crap load. So.
And so you ranked number one, and he's got a newborn too. So maybe you can put to rest the rumors that with newborns your fantasy results tank.
Well, I
oh, yeah, you I won. Won. You won yeah, with won yeah. With, that's right.
In December. She was born December 17th. Oh, I won,
but it's harder earlier in the year, I would say, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, depending on how old they are.
But I guess even late into pregnancy, there's a lot going on. So,
I guess. Yeah. Is Marta's stat? Is that correct that Corman has one win in a count? I can't confirm that.
I didn't look it up, but I think it's probably pretty close. I mean, he only won one game last year.
He really just won one. He went 1-13.
Or no, he won two. Yeah, he went two. He went
2-12.
2-12. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So it must be right.
I had no idea. 2-12 is awful.
And then he hasn't won this year, so yeah.
Oh wow, okay.
So hopefully I can beat him this Sunday and keep it going. That'd be fun, but I don't know.
Okay.
All right, let's real quick, let's get off fantasy. I got some hot takes for you. And then, okay. Well, you're going to give me your hot takes. And then we'll go you love Micah Parsons, so we're going to do some Micah Parsons, would you do the trade or not? All right, hot takes first. Is Caleb Williams the best quarterback of college football all time?
All time? Oof, that's tough to say. Probably not.
He's got a Heisman, might win a second. Now, he doesn't have national title yet.
I still think, like, Vince Young was – like, I used to watch him in high school, and that was just so insane, his stats.
So, but – okay, yes, and he won bigger games, won a national title. But Caleb Williams, to me, clearly looks like a better pro prospect than I thought. Sure. And yeah. I remember Patrick Mahomes well, but they were going 6-6 every year, so I really didn't think too much of that.
Yeah, Caleb is doing like Patrick Mahomes stats in college, so
right and winning.
He could go back to back Heisman too. I think he could become the best.
And if he does that, and I don't. Let's say they make the playoffs, because I think they should. If they make the playoffs and he goes back-to-back Heismans, because there's only been one other, Archie Griffin. I don't know. The conversation's valid, at least. Yeah,
for sure.
All right, this weekend, Ohio State or Notre Dame?
Oh, Ohio State. What's Notre Dame ranked?
I don't know. Top 10, though. Like 7th, 8th.
It's at Ohio State?
No, it's in South Bend.
Oof. Yeah, still Ohio State.
I think Ohio State's favored by like 3.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, it's close. Okay. I mean, that you know, on the road.
Wait, so how does that work? Is that going to be on NBC primetime?
It's a good question. Probably.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though. Good question. I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, it's at 7:30. It's a night game. All right, you spend a lot of time on Instagram. Are tanning beds back?
Oh, are they? I don't know.
Like, remember when? Like, I feel like tanning beds died. Like, they got not popular in like 2008. Like, right when we got to college, it ended. It was still fizzling a little bit.
Yeah.
But just my looking on Instagram, it feels like tanning beds might be back.
For some reason, I get a lot of populated content on ice baths.
Oh yeah. Joe Rogan brought that back around with that one guy.
I know what you're talking about.
Wim Hof or whatever. I do like, I'm a cold shower guy. Corman always makes, not all the time, but like after a workout or after mowing.
Oh, I do that. Yeah.
Corman always makes fun of me. So I like that. So I could get into ice baths. I don't have really anything to do it in, but I'm not going to go buy something. But he made that popular. Yeah. Speaking of Instagram, because I know you like Instagram, we'll keep that one out of. What app is your favorite these days? Or like maybe give us a new one. Not you don't say Twitter or whatever, or X or whatever. Give us a new app.
I don't know. I've got a lot more boring that way. We're actually trying to put social limits on our apps, my wife and I, so we can like one, like just hang out with the kids more, or talk more about like what we want to do, like financially, like really boring shit. But like to kill time, besides Instagram, what do I do? YouTube Shorts. I do a lot of YouTube Shorts.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of Instagram though.
It's kind of Instagram-ish. I don't know. Let me look at my phone right
the,
now.
The two answers I'll give you while you're thinking is, I mean, I love Reddit, but then I really like ChatGPT. I use it at work all the time now to help me with like creative posts and marketing stuff.
Is that an app? I thought it was just a website.
No, I use the app.
Oh, okay. I got to try that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't use any other apps, I guess. WhatsApp, that's just chatting with people. Discord.
I use ChatGPT to, I'm going to Tuscaloosa for a bachelor party to go to an Alabama LSU game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Dirk's in this one too. And I asked it for
like
plan me a weekend in, Tuscaloosa for guys that like football, golf, and drinking. And it's like, go get Southern breakfast every morning, go to a football game. Like just, it's actually pretty solid.
Yeah, I like using ChatGPT. I didn't know it was an app. I'll have to download it. Yeah, it's been helpful for me so far, too.
Get barbecue. But yeah, we're going to Tuscaloosa in November. Should be an experience.
How do you fly into Tuscaloosa?
Birmingham or Atlanta, which me and a couple guys are doing Atlanta and driving over, but then some people are doing Birmingham, but it was more expensive.
Oof. Oh, well. That's a cool experience.
Yeah, it'll be a one-time type thing. All right, so Corman did quit vaping. He went through the hell of it. He proved he could quit, and now I think he vapes a lot. So does he get credit for going through the hell?
Wait, what? Say that again. Okay. You said he stopped vaping.
Like back before Quinn was born, he did quit. He went through like 3 months of no tobacco, no nicotine, and it was really tough on him, and I didn't think he could do it, and he did it. But then, 6 months later, he now socially vapes. Does he actually get credit for quitting?
I think we should give it to him. It's good. It's a small win. It's not like a proper quit. He took a break. Let's do a break.
And I don't think he's not addicted like he was. But
what did he do? He like just smoked vape all day?
All fucking day, dude. He'd wake up and vape. I mean, it was like breathing for him. For like a good 4 years of his life, dude. But he did quit.
Oh my God.
But now he'll only do it if we're drinking and we go camping. Like, you know how like a lot of like how I feel like you and Marta, if you're drinking, I'll have a cigarette. Like, which I think is a good way to, you know, keep it to that. That's fine. But,
Well, Marta, don't compare me to Marta. That dude, he's a serial smoker.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's addicted now, I think.
Yeah.
But that's what happened with Corman. He was truly addicted for a while. I'm not sure that he quit, because he loves to sort of say, I quit vaping, it was tough, but.
3 months isn't enough.
he was struggling through it, so I do give him credit for, the fight.
No, it's good. It's a small win. We should appreciate, I suppose, but yeah, 3 weeks, he needs more. Is he gonna stop again, or?
Nah, I think it'll just be social like this, drinking and golfing.
That's not so bad, I suppose. It's reduced.
Yeah. Alright. I feel like you don't know what's going on in baseball, so I want to know, do you know who has the best record in the MLB right now?
Oh boy, yeah, I have no idea. Is it the... I don't even guess. Probably not the Dodgers. Yankees?
No, the Yankees are terrible this year.
Oh.
Yankees are 70. I'm looking at them too, to be fair, but I know who's in the playoff picture.
Well, how many games have they played?
There's like 10 games left in the season.
Oh, damn.
Yankees are 77 and 76, so they're right about 500.
Okay.
So the best team in the AL, this is kind of, I think, We'll go NL. The Braves are the best team in the NL with 97 wins.
Braves, okay.
They're really good. Dodgers are second. They're good too. Brewers are in the mix. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh.
But I think this is where I bet you'll be stunned. The best team in the AL by 10 wins, the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's like, I'm so out of touch with baseball. Who's like the hot new like hitter? I don't know.
Otani, but
that's, still Otani.
That's Angels. But for the Orioles, I mean, they have a kid named like Adey Rutschman and just a bunch of no-name kids, but they kind of did a whole rebuild and, you know, all that, so.
Oh, nice. I would never guess Orioles.
All right, so yeah, one more here. Well, actually two more. So you love Justin Herbert.
Herb.
And the debate's always been, because it was the same draft, Herbert or Tua, who would you take right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, Herbert has been more consistent. Tua's
and he stays amazing. Healthy.
Yeah, Tua's been great last year, but he was still hurt. This year is off to a really hot start. Like, long term, I'd still probably take Herbert, because I'm not super convinced of Tua's health. I was always a pro Tua skill.
Yeah.
I maintain that. I think he was always like actually very good. He just had poor management around him or coaching, and now with
he's also a smaller guy. His stature's not huge.
Smaller guy. I'm always also surprised there's not that many lefties. Why aren't there more lefties? Just statistically, I don't get that.
Well, there's a few things. One, there's less lefties in the world. Two, there is, I think, a little bit of a when you're eight and they're like, oh, who's playing quarterback? They don't put lefties at quarterback. So like there's less lefties. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay. Like
you're saying it's a beginning bias.
Yeah. I mean, I still remember now I didn't play football till seventh grade. I remember showing up first day and unless your dad was coach, you really didn't even get a look at playing quarterback. You know what I mean? Like Now, of course, I'm sure if I was like the unbelievable athlete, they would have eventually been like, all right, move that kid to quarterback or running back. But, you know, they stuck me a tight end and that's where I was, you know, like
Colin, our boy, Colin Cowherd has this theory that that's why at 8 years old, the best looking boys are always QBs.
Yeah.
Because they always, and then they grow up to be the best looking people on the team as always a quarterback.
Yeah.
It's because when you're eight, all the other kids your age always pick the best looking kid.
Yeah.
Just to be the quarterback.
He's kind of the leader of the friend group too. So he's like, I got it. Right. I'm quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I do think that there's something with the dads that like, this kid looks like our version of Tom Brady. Let's put him a cute, you know what I mean? Like the kid version of Brady.
Yeah.
So like I said, there's less lefties, but the lefties that do play like Tebow and Vic, like I'm sure when they were 10, they were all the best athletes. And they couldn't resist to put them at quarterback. But, I mean, Steve Young, won a Super Bowl as a lefty, so there has been some success. But I
was surprised about more.
Now, Ohio State's got a 5-star coming next year, and he's going to be their quarterback. He's a lefty.
Yeah, I just think, like, statistically it should be more. But, yeah, let's see. Tua's a pioneer for that. Or not pioneer, but.
He's the only one starting right now, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, long term, I would take Herb.
I think it's still the right answer, but it's closer right now because Tua's playing great. But
All
right, last thing, and then Corman's going to do his three worst moves and best moves of the week. You love Micah Parsons. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Cowboys GM, and I'm going to call you for trades, and you got to decide if you'll take it or not. All right. Herbert for Micah Parsons. You're the Cowboys.
Ooh, I would not take that.
You would keep Micah Parsons.
I'd keep Micah Parsons. Yeah, I think he has such a big impact on the defense, and like Dak is serviceable. I'm not sure if Herbert on the Cowboys would be like 2x more. It might be like 1.2.
Okay.
But losing Micah would be like minus 2x to me on the defense.
All right. Joe Burrow for Parsons.
Oh, yeah. Same thing then. Like, I'd prefer Herbert over Burrow.
Wow, that's a hot take. Burrow's looked bad this year. He's looked bad this year.
Yeah, I feel like he, like, chooses when to be good. It's not, like, consistent. Like, the Browns game was awful. He might have been hurt, I don't know, but, like, he turns it on, which, like, it's not helpful as a quarterback to me.
You're preaching the choir. He looked terrible in that Browns game. Like, something's off. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's not healthy. Travis Kelce for Parsons.
Oh, man. I would still take Parsons. Kelce, like, there's such a giant – I mean, everybody knows this. There's a giant drop-off after one tight end. That, to me, like, they're all the same after that.
But so why not take Kelce, though? Kelce and CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. It's just, like, there's so many offensive weapons for the Cowboys at this point. They got CeeDee Lamb. I think Pollard's actually quite good. They have the best offensive line. They can probably – I don't know how much it would add. I don't know. I just think having somebody like a Parsons on defense is just too valuable to lose.
What about – all right, we're getting up there. There's very few left that are even – Josh Allen –
oof. I mean, the question really is, who would you let go for Micah Parsons?
I mean, there's Micah. One that has to be a yes, and I haven't gotten to his name yet. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, I would do him. Josh Allen's probably a good one then. That's a good, like, barometer.
Okay, that's where you're at. Yeah. And obviously, like we, like I said, Mahomes, which...
Yeah.
You know how many times a week when I just think, like, if you're a Chiefs fan, how fun it must feel to be like, yeah, we got Mahomes for like 10 more years minimum, like just in the bag.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's a take for like all these teams that just hit the lottery with a quarterback. Like Packers were like that for like a decade.
Yeah, you're just like, we're set for 10 years.
Pats were for like a decade, more than a decade.
When you have like one of those quarterbacks, like at worst, you're going to have like a 10-win season, like at worst, unless they go down. But like just keep you in it. Like even Philip Rivers was the fifth best quarterback in the league at that time, but like the Chargers were just in the mix most years because of him.
Yeah. I mean, that's why all our friends in this Discord chat are like much more happy with Burrow. At least,
yeah,
like,
of course. I mean,
he's great. Yeah.
He gave Bengals fans life. I mean, they're competitive if he's in the mix. Like, I mean, when Henry lived with me, and I don't blame him, he hated the Bengals. Like he just, they just despite, which right now I kind of hate the Browns.
Andy Dalton
like,
time, or?
Yeah, it was Andy Dalton. Yeah. And then, I don't know. Yeah, it was Dalton when I was there. It was after Palmer. Okay, so Michael Parsons is the second most valuable player in the NFL. I don't necessarily disagree. I think he's right there with Mahomes. Do you know where Michael Parsons is from?
Penn State, right?
Penn State, but what's his hometown?
Oh, that I have no idea.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Which, the Harrisburg cranks out, like, football players. Shady McCoy's from there. And it's kind of
high school or just the city?
Just the city in general. I mean, Pennsylvania in general, but just kind of an odd town that just cranks them out. And yep. All right, man. Anything else for us?
No, man. I think the one thing we should consider, speaking of Michael Parsons, one thing I would love our league to do, and I'll put this out there for a teaser for everybody, is individual defense.
I'm not against it, but I think it'd be hard to get the votes in this league because I feel like this league's traditional at this point.
Very traditional.
But because I'm in so many leagues, I like all my leagues being a little bit unique. Like the one I run is double flex. I'm in one that's two quarterbacks. I actually kind of hate that because, like, I'm starting Zach Wilson just because.
Oh, okay.
Like, Zach Wilson's terrible, but he still gets me more points than, like, some bum receiver, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's just not quarterbacks out there, like, second quarterbacks.
It's just, for team defenses, you're so dependent. It's a weird stat to record.
The Steelers as a team played horrendous Monday night, and he got 25 out of them because the Browns' offense was terrible. Not
right.
I mean, I guess
so. It's like a weird. It's a strange like category. Like now that I really look at it, like, but if someone had a Micah, if someone had a JJ or not JJ, TJ Watt, or someone had a Aaron Donald, like, there's enough. It's like a running back at this point, right? There's enough. There's at least 12.
Oh, there's some good choices. Yeah, some corners and stuff. So do you hate, not hate, do you think kickers are more quirky or defenses?
Team defense are definitely more quirky. There's just such a range for them. Like, it could go, you can go negative points for a defense.
Mine last week.
Yeah, versus like the first week I played Ekmanity, the Cowboys had 36 points. It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
shout out to worth bonuses. Like,
yeah.
It'd be interesting if we did that. It's something we can vote on, I think. I don't know if people would be into it or like, they might overthink it, like too much research, but I think it's worth trying.
Put it to the vote. We got the vote now. Oh, one last thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think about Corman singing the intro song for us?
Oh boy. One, like, admire the him doing it. So I did not, him doing the entire length was a surprise to me.
Yeah, he did the whole, like, he did like 3.5 minutes of it.
Well, that, and then like, now that you play it, it's the entire, you play the entire length. You don't play the equivalent.
No, I cut it to 40 seconds for this one. So I'm gonna.
Oh, you did? Okay, okay.
Yeah, we don't need to hear all 3 minutes. It was pretty funny. And I will say, obviously, who cares? Our sound sucks. We know that. But like, he was suffering from doing it in that basement. The sound was like behind, it was like not good around him.
I love that you did that.
Yeah.
That's the official Sacco now, right?
I guess. I mean, because we all don't live near each other, so many of them are just not going to work. So it's a pretty good one. Or they can sing a song of their choice or whatever. They don't have to sing that one. They don't have to sing Snow, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Corman's segment's coming up next.
Our sponsorship segment of the day, Real Fantasy Moves of Genius. Is brought to you by Bud Light, where we recap the 3 best and worst fantasy moves of the past week. Real Fantasy Moves of Genius, brought to you by Bud Light. Transition any time into a good time. Real Man of Genius. All right, thanks for the Vine, Franchise, and Kumar. Always good to have the commish on. Our Real Fantasy Moves of Genius, we start with the 3 worst. At number 3, I have Poop on Kids starting Joshua Kelly over Puka. He bid big on both of these players, but bid 63 on Puka and left him on the bench while bidding 27 on Kelly and starting Najee Harris at flex. If you're going to start one of your 2 players, why not the one that you bid $63 on? Puzzling. At number 2, I have the franchise bidding $50 on Freiermuth. The Muth did not get loose, only 0.7 points out of that move, and half of his fab budget gone. And the number 1 worst fantasy move of genius of the week, Circle Dirks leaving Aaron Rodgers on his roster, not picking up anyone, not taking a flyer. He's out for the entire fantasy season. That's a 0, and that's a 0 move. Now our 3 best fantasy moves of genius of the week. He has the worst, but he has the 3rd best. Circle Dirks going with Brian Robinson getting 27.9 points over a projected 9 points. That's a great move to trust him and leave him in your starting lineup. At number 2, who else? The Commanders with the Saturday pickup of a kicker. A lot of head games Nat tried to play. 19.5 points from Brandon Aubrey of the Cowboys over his projected 8.5. The head games didn't work, but the Corman strategy didn't work either. That's a loss for the Commanders. And the number 1 best fantasy move of genius of the week, the Naturals with the late pickup of the Tampa Bay defense, getting 17 points over 7.68 projected. Now, Tyler Orgrone getting 26 points from the Steelers, a great start, but that was his only defense. He's rolling with them through the year. Not really a decision to put them in or not. Nat had to scour the waiver wire, choose a streaming defense, got 17 points from Tampa, propelling him to a victory over the Commanders. It's the Nat Revenge Tour with his running backs,
It didn't matter that he left DeAndre Swift on his bench with 25. He gets the big victory in an exciting week two of action.
All right. What beer do we have today for us, Corman?
Oh, don't do this.
It's in his mug.
Corman put you up to this.
Windless!
I will murder your mother.
If you had 3 seconds when the bartender comes in and comes to you, what beer do you
want? Hey, all right.
Bush Light or Bud Light?
Beer Law of 1613.
Been waiting a season and a half to make my appearance, and this is what I get.
We have 9 different Oktoberfest beers.
6 of the beers are pounded.
Oh, the
Seattle's my favorite bar scene.
I'm not saying it. People are saying it.
Is that 6 yet?
No, there's no way that guy doesn't get
we fun. Like a good
beer. But Radio's very good.
I even like the weirdos.
Count the beers. 2.5 shots.
Hey, we've had 57 beers.
Yeah.
What? I don't even have a sister.
Priceless. Oh. Priceless. Oh. That's what we're doing.
Bartoberfest.
61 beers
we
across
also had roofies on the
had. You dumbass.
Francis farted on the
podcast. No, that's
find out what the hell is going on.
Killed the Jaber's dog with a shot.
Collusion, delusion.
So we got to bell danger.
We did it once.
But you're like, bye.
You can drink it a little faster than an
Oktoberfest. You're my sweet,
sweet. He's shirtless, he's on the floor. The dude's curled up next to a refrigerator, for God's sakes.
Just kind of a bloated corpse of him, his old self.
Corbin is laying on the ground.